there's been stories and there's been discussions, and people are probably aware, especially in some establishments where I do see where you're asked to either pay with exact change or use some type of plastic in order to pay because of the shortage of coins that are going on. The flow of coins, as this story reads from the Associated Press, is the latest victim of the coronavirus pandemic. And now the government is officially asking people to spare a little change to balance out the supply. Yesterday, Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell said the problem is the circulation kind of stopped because stores were closed and banks were closed. And as a result, more stores were doing less business and fewer coins were being spent. And the government is now asking people to start parting with their change either by spending it or cashing it in on banks. Again, we've had a couple of these stories going on.
So take that piggy bank to the bank, eh?
Yeah. And this is the first time I've seen an official statement coming from the government, and again from Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell yesterday. For millions of Americans, cash is the only form of payment, and cash transactions rely on coins to make change. The Mint, by the way, for those that wonder, the U.S. Mint says it's now on track to make 1.6 billion coins a month until the end of the year, which is a boost over its average production of 1 billion per month. I didn't know they were producing 1 billion coins per month.
I didn't either.
Well, really? There was a period of time when they were down. The staffing was reduced, and they weren't producing as many.
Well, they've ramped it back up.
Mm-hmm.
And again, I think a lot of people are aware of this thing that's going on. And it depends on the stores, too. Some stores I see, you know, pay by exact change or plastic. Other stores, no signs at all and never any question. So maybe some stores have a better coin flow or not. Here's what struck me, though. According to, again, this is from Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell, the coin supplier problem can be solved with us, each of us doing our part, and the government has created a coin task force to tackle the problem.
Oh, of course.
Yes.
Sure.
Do we really need the creation of a coin task force? No! Oh, please. Of course, you know, the first question I'm going to ask is, what's this going to cost us? Maybe it's going to cost us.
Don't want to know.
It's going to cost us some coin.
Yes, right.
I mean, all right, we understand the problem. You stated the problem. It's been talked about. We get it. We've been asked to do certain things. We're told to try and do this. Stores are ramped up, but a coin task force.
So empty out that console or coin cup holder.
I guess I need to look in to see what this coin task force is supposed to do. What are they supposed to do?
Sounds like a bad early 80s television series, doesn't it? Sort of like the A-Team, the coin task
coin
force.
Coin task force. Tackling the coin shortage in the USA, confirming what's going on and reminding us what we're already told to do. That's basically what it is.
There you go. You already have the intro to each episode.
Now we just need a good intro music. Do we get out a Pink? Is it Pink Floyd, the money?
Yeah, you can do that. Yeah, yeah. Use money. A coin task force. How does one get on that task force? I'd love to be on
it. Well, now there's another thing, too. We need to find out.
What are the qualifications?
And
numismatist.
Very good. You have to be able to say numismatist to be on the coin task force.
Yeah, so I'm out.
Not to be known as the CTF, of course.
Oh,
it won't be the coin task. It'll be the CTF.
CTF.
Give me a break.